In the news, United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has praised U.S. President Barack Obama Tuesday for his visionary and bold leadership in moving forward a plan to cut carbon pollution produced by American power centers. Mr. Obama's plan aims to cut carbon emissions by 32% below 2005 levels by 2030. Opponents are calling the plan too costly and possibly illegal. After meeting with Mr. Obama at the White House, the UN leader said, "On climate change, I highly commend President Obama's strong commitment since day one in his office up to now." Mr. Obama said the environmental threat posed by climate change is perhaps the critical issue facing the world. The American leader said the Paris Conference on Global Environmental Standards this December needs to be a success. The two leaders said they also discussed crises in Syria, Yemen, Libya, and South Sudan. Ukraine has granted citizenship to the daughter of a former Russian prime minister and a well-known journalist. Both are critics of the Russian government. Maria Gaidar and Vladimir Fedorin were given Ukrainian passports Tuesday by President Petro Poroshenko during a ceremony in Kiev. Ms. Gaidar is a politician and the daughter of Russia's first post-Soviet prime minister, Yegor Gaidar. She was appointed last month to serve as a deputy governor of Ukraine's Odessa region. Her appointment caused anger in Russia, where many have accused her of betraying her homeland. Mr. Fedorin is a well-known journalist and has been living in the Ukraine for many years. He described becoming a Ukrainian citizen as likely the most pivotal decision in my life. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry said Tuesday that the 12 nations negotiating the Trans-Pacific Partnership trade deal have made good progress toward a final agreement. He added that some details remain to be worked out. Mr. Kerry discussed the goals for the deal as he spoke during a visit to Singapore. He said the deal would create economic opportunities for the countries involved and serve as an example for good governance, transparency, and accountability. The Secretary of State is in Southeast Asia to bring attention to the importance of U.S. trade and investment for the Asian and U.S. economies. He arrived late Tuesday in Kuala Lumpur, where he will attend the ASEAN meeting there Wednesday. Forces supporting Yemeni President Abdul Rabu Mansur Hadi have retaken an important military base from Houthi rebels. The pro-government forces took control of the Al-Anad airbase, about 60 kilometers from the port of Aden. Saudi-led airstrikes provided support for the forces. People supporting the government said the fighting left 24 pro-government fighters and 70 Houthi rebels dead. More than 20 Houthi rebels were captured. Houthis still control large areas of Yemen, including the capital Sana'a, which they seized nearly a year ago.